Racing Pulse on RSN 927.
Welcome back to Racing Pulse. What a weekend of greyhound racing we have. We've got three massive Group 1s at the Meadows and our man, the greyhound guru Mick Floyd, will be front and centre, and he's here to give us all the mail and also the good oil as well. How are you, Mick?
Very well, thank you, Mick. You're right, this is one of the great race days in greyhound racing. Three Group 1s, one of only two nights on which three Group 1 finals are contested, and the fields are outstanding, as you'd expect. Three invitationals, you're going to get the best dogs in the country, and I'm sure that everyone at the Meadows is delighted with the fields we have for Saturday night.
Well, let's go through them, the three Group 1s. We'll start with the Tim Lee. What's the quality look like, and who are you looking towards on Saturday night?
This is a cracking field. Six Group 1 winners, and the favourite is Orson Allen, who isn't one of those Group 1 winners. He was brilliant in the Cranbourne Cup on Saturday night. He found the front, and from there, look, he's a very fast dog. He's also very strong. He's going to be a big ask for anyone to run him down, and they weren't able to on the night. He's come up with box two, which just suits him beautifully. He's a $2.60 favourite, and deservingly so. Definitely the dog to beat. Poke the Bear is second in the line, on the second line of betting. He's a $3.30, having drawn box four. I'm just not sure where Poke the Bear will be through that first turn. We know how fast he is, but his box manners just puts him in an awkward spot early doors, and with the speed inside him, I'm just not sure where he'll be sitting. He'll be looking for the rail, and he'll be making a run at some point, but I just have some concerns about him, and especially at that price. A couple of really nice types outside of that as well. My Redeemer, of course, the dual Group 1 winner, the Melbourne Cup winner. Strong box 8, there's a school of thought that that is a really good draw for him. I'm not quite so sure. Through that first turn, again, I'm just not sure where he's going to be positioned, but a very high-quality dog. If there's one blowout chance at a really good each-way price, it's the three Circle of Dreams. It's around about the $15 quote at the moment, has good early speed, and there isn't a lot of early speed in this race. If she can, especially if she can cross Orson Allen, I think she comes in with a really good show. But look, Orson Allen at $2.60 does look the dog to beat for mine.
And in the Zoom top, we get to see the star back again, Tornado Tears, after 5 months on the sidelines. Even money favourite, right price?
A little bit short for mine. Look, he's a freak. If he was at 90% of his best, he's better than everyone in the country. But as you said, first up in 5 months. His trial on Sunday, he's had a couple of trials. He hasn't had a run over 700 yet, but an impressive trial at the Meadows last week or the week prior, over 600 went quite well. But on Sunday, he just showed he's close to his best. Trialled over 500 at Sandown, went 29.26, which is 223, which is low flying. He's run home of 10.32. They just don't go any faster than that. The concern for mine is that it is his first 700 for those 5 months, and he's coming up against some race fit dogs. And from box eight, it's always an awkward draw in any race box eight, but in a field of this quality, look, he's certainly capable of winning, but at $2, I don't think I'll be touching it. There is a scratching in the race. Champagne Sally comes out, which puts Blue Moon Rising at this stage, pending no further scratching, still jump from box two, and I reckon he's a really good each-way chance again. About $12 quote. As I mentioned, he's hard fit. He's a proven 700-metre dog. Probably isn't as fast as some of these others, but his form is impeccable. He's run first or second in his last half a dozen starts or so, and I think he's if he does jump from box two, I think he's a good chance to lead or sit on the early leader, which is likely to be Poco Dorado. At $12, looks a good each-way chance. But a couple of really good types in there, including the WA dog Moment to Jive, another good each-way odd, hard fit and proven at this level. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating race. But, yeah, Tornado Tears is a big talking point and probably has the biggest question over him. So it's going to be a fascinating race.
All right. And what about the other Group 1, the Rookie Rebel? Who are you tipping there?
Yeah, it does look like, of the three Group 1s, this probably has the least depth, but this probably a reflection of how good the other two are, because this is a good race in its own right. Deliver from box three does look hard to beat. $2.60 is about the right price. Benali at $7.50 is, look, he's a very good greyhound and has drawn very nicely. And Dinah Chance ran in box seven, also at $7.50. Look, he's a very good dog. He's probably just in between that 600 to 700-metre dog. I thought he would have gone for the 700 myself, but from box seven, look, he's going to need a little bit of luck from that box, but he's a very high-class greyhound. But Deliver does look the one to beat for mine at $2.60.
Oh, gee, it is a huge night. It's the start of the $1.3 million Australian Cup Carnival. We've got a number of the Cup preliminaries as well on Saturday night, and a $250,000 projected quaddy pull on the Saturday meeting at the Meadows. So what we'll do is I'll get you, not now, but on the Friday, Saturday, we'll get you to give us your quaddy numbers. We will put them up on the RSN website for all the listeners as well. But we do want your good thing, your best bet right now.
Best bet. I should mention also at Ballarat, the Oaks and Derby are on Black Opium.
Black Opium, yes.
Yeah, she's a fantastic greyhound. She's come with box two there and does look a winner. Very, very short, though, so just be cautious about taking the short odds. Best tonight at Sandown Park, race two, number three, My Reflection was a very good winner on Sunday. We'll be a little bit short, so if you're looking for something a little bit more value, last leg of the quaddie, race eight, number two, Lagoon Red does look pretty hard to beat. Watchdog close about $4.20, will be shorter than that, but does look a winner. Race eight, number two, Lagoon Red.
All right, we like that. All right, mate, good luck. Enjoy Saturday night. We'll discuss it all next week.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.